These poems are from Apparition Poems. This first poem is number 1327. She said, "You want sister lovers, you son of a bitch? Pouted on a beige couch in Plastic City, I said, I want sister lovers, but I'm not a son of a bitch, and I can prove it." I drooled slightly, took it out, and we made such spectacular love that the couch turned blue from our intensity. But I had to wear a mask because I'd been warned that this girl was, herself, a son of a bitch. Number 1335. Terse as this is, it is given to us in bits carelessly shorn from rocky slopes. Of this I can only say nothing comes with things built in. It's always sharp edges, crevices, crags, precipice, abrupt plunges into wants. What subsists between us happens in canyons lined in blue waters, where this slides down to a dense bottom. I can't retrieve you twice in the same way. It must be terse, because real is terse, tense because it's so frail. Pine cones held in a child's hand snapped. Number 1345. Two hedgerows with a little path between. To walk in the path like some do, as if no other viable route exists. To make gods of hedgerows that make your life tiny is a sin of some significance in a world where hedgerows can be approached from any side. I said this to a man who bore seeds to an open space, and he nodded to someone else and whistled an old waltz to himself in annoyance. Number 1476. Days follow days off cliffs. Do these things we do have any resonance? Do they rise into the ether, or are they to be ground down into pulp, briefly making earth sodden, then dissipated dust scattered over plains too vast, blasted with winds, rains, storms, to be counted or harvested? Number 1480. How horrendous to realize there are people in the world with no soul, walking zeros, hollow spaces, dead-end interiors, permanently frozen faculties. How horrendous to watch how they borrow words of others to sound profound, but each echo reveals there's nothing behind it but the kind of charred silence that comes after a corpse is burnt. How horrendous. How it makes some of us cling to what we feel, how we feel, that we feel, and that everything we feel is so precious, specifically and only because it is felt and stays felt. Number 1488. Liquor store, linoleum floor, wine she chose was always deep red, dark, bitter aftertaste, unlike her bare torso, which has in it all that ever was of drunkenness. To miss someone terribly, to both still be in love, as she severs things because she thinks she must. Exquisite torture, it's a different bare torso, my own, that's incarnadine. Number 1509. Myths are made of us, we who spin myths from this happenstance life, which is hewn of rocks, books, lies, truths, loves, hangings of all these things. In myths we are heroes, braggarts, martyrs, rogues, angels, murderers, and assholes. But myths go on sans us, who only wanted slightly more than gods gave us, and so made ourselves gods, bugger any odds against us. Number 1511. Steps up to my flat on which we sat, tongues flailed like fins, on sea of you, not me, but we thought, or I thought, there'd be reprieve in between yours for us to combine. You were terribly vicious. This is our end, here amidst I and I. Does she even remember this? Obscure island, lost in Atlantis. Number 1512. do you know I tried to reach? I did, but you're a faraway planet. I can't, it's rings all around. I can't see surface. I want to. Can you change orbits for me once? Number 1514. You can't get it when you want it, but when I want it, I get it. She rolled over on her belly, which was very full, and slept. It's just shadows on the wall, I thought. Dark. Number 1520. This posse wants success in all the wrong ways. Down by the old corral, I had a shootout with a leader who gave his girl black eyes, battered thoughts, but she's devoted because she counts success on the wrong fingers. I hated to see her get trampled by a buffalo herd. Anyway, 10 paces, I nailed him right in the heart, but wasn't bothered. That part of him never worked to begin with. Eat dust, I said in parting. Write about how it tastes. You might make it after all, but keep it in your mouth. Number 1546. What a tussle it was. I could only see her eyes. Tiny bits of red above, stark, blank blueness. I felt animal fear between us, but a poltergeist was pushing our bodies into one another. Dead flesh inhabited by spirits. For the time, nothing came from our mouths. Dead liveliness. Deep into wolf's hour, this went on. Our eyes couldn't close. Number 1536. Facebook girls commit acts of virtual adultery every day. Wanton acts of exhibitionism. Sucks of minor stars in tiny firmaments. I've got them. Facebook girls, in virtual corners, in virtual states of undress, virtually shagging my ass off. Stick it in, like a screwdriver into a keyboard, in and out, in virtual light and heat. This is the last one, number 1552. Your name grows, as it grows, your fame grows. As it grows, it becomes clear you're not who you are. You exist in other people's heads as something other. I heard this from someone at a time when I did not exist. Now that I exist as something other. But I can see into some people's heads, and the I that I am is amused by the you. An otter, might as well be. Ox, fox, dragon, dog, pig, jackal, hyena. Anything but an actual human.